if I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why.
Oh, I just love Elvis. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Speaking of Elvis, I am going in the next few weeks to Vegas to see the Elvis show. I can't wait. It is a Valentine's present from my wife, who, if she's listening, hello, Debbie, I love you very much. We have also bought a new house, and we're going to be dealing with the summer blues for us are going to be moving blues. It's an exciting move, but it isn't easy. Anyway, if you are listening live, you are welcome to call in and join me and Pastor Drew for the teen rap segment, which is coming up. You can also send an email to brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like summer.com. Our next segment is teen rap with special guest Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. He's only 14 years old, so it's really amazing. He's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. He is passionate about working with adolescents and their parents while equipping them to not only navigate the teen years, but to thrive along the way. You know, Pastor Drew, you gave me this bio, and it is a total tongue twister.
Yeah,
he is also currently seeking new ways to leverage social media to increase social justice and compassion, both locally and globally. I love Pastor Drew, but we're going to have to fix that intro and maybe update it a little bit. Anyway, welcome, Pastor Drew.
Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for having me back. We'll definitely rewrite that one.
It's funny because every week I do it, and every week I stumble over the words. And it's kind of funny. Maybe I could rehearse a little bit. Anyway, it's a pleasure to have you on the show again, and it is summertime. So I'm wondering if you have any summer wisdom you'd like to share before we get to other topics.
Sure. You know, it's so interesting. I've been working with teens for the last 7 years, five of them being at Calvary and being a teen, which I used to be able to say not too long ago myself, but now it's getting farther and farther away from me. I remember, gosh, summertime was sometimes really just the most boring time of year, and it doesn't have to be that way. And so many students I know, once it's summer hits, they're like, oh, what do I do? Life is so boring. And now with Facebook and MySpace, you see all those updates all day long. I've got nothing to do. Life's boring.
Don't you find whenever I hear anyone, adult or kid, say that life is boring, I am just in absolute shock. Are you kidding me? With everything that is available in the world today, how is it possible to be bored? I go to bed every night with a list of 100 things I wish I was awake enough to still do.
Yeah, I totally agree. The truth is, I think boredom is an inability to see the world around you and to truly engage with it. Because we know there's so many wonders and just amazing opportunities in which we can engage in. You know, even just watching a sunset, or stepping outside and going for a walk, or even having an interaction around the dinner table with your family. There's so many things in life that are so exquisite, and that boredom, I think, is really just an inability to see how great the world is around you.
Well, as far as summer in particular, does your church offer distractions for your congregants as far as summer activities, as an example?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's interesting. Nationwide, in many environments, summer is the time in which they gear down their summer activities. But we found, at least in California, we have to ramp things up because so many kids just want stuff to do during the summer. So we've got, from the younger children, there's a thing that they call Adventure Weeks, which is Monday through Friday, and it runs the entire summer. They even take sign-ups for that in the middle of the summer, and they go to the pool, they go to Knott's Berry Farm, Disneyland, they do stuff at parks. And so for that younger age in elementary school, that's been a great way for them to connect. And we've got that all the way through up and up through the adult age as well.
You know, one of the things I wonder about, this is not exactly on topic, but many parents micromanage their kids. And I know we could have a whole segment, a whole show about that problem. But when it comes to summer, the micromanaging parents tend to often push their kids to go to summer school or do something academically. And for my money, that's a very mixed bag. If the kid is having trouble or has to make up a class, I understand. But otherwise, I personally believe the kids deserve a summer break. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the reasons why we see people saying life is boring so much more is that so much of our life is planned for us. We've got schedules that we've got to keep, go here, go there. And so in a lot of ways, we don't have to learn how to see the world around us and engage with it when there's free time. And so when this free time rolls around, if it's been weeks or even months since you've even had that, since your plate has been so full, for many students and adolescents, it's just so hard to deal with. And so I see many people trying to fill that void with summer school and sports camps and just one thing after another, but I think that just compounds the problem of that as soon as there's free time, life all of a sudden becomes boring. So I think the more that we can equip adolescents and together as a family to choose how to fill that free time and not just have it filled for us is going to be much healthier in the long run.
I think I read somewhere that the actual age and range of adolescence has been increased in the recent times, and I think part of that is because of over-involved parents. That are, as I said, micromanaging their kids' lives. If our job as a parent is really to teach our kid to be an independent person, as well as teach them values that we want them to learn, they need to learn how to spend their summer. They need to make some choices when they're old enough to start doing that, of course, and that is certainly in the teen years.
Sure. You know, even something simple as, okay, this summer upcoming, I'm going to ask that you're going to, you know, help save up for that first car that you want to buy. So if you want to do that, then you're going to have to get a job. And I'll help you look for jobs. I'll help you write that resume. But I'm going to help you find that job and apply for that rather than the parent doing all the work for them.
My son experienced quite a heartache this summer in that regard, which I wrote about in the column, in getting a job and then being very badly mistreated and ultimately fired from a company before he began a local franchise, actually. He had a harsh lesson. I wish he didn't have to learn it, but it isn't easy now for the kids to find jobs. And he found himself left holding the bag, so to speak, because of the poor handling of the management of this particular franchise. But I agree with you. We can help them and guide them, but it's harder for them. It was easy for me to get jobs when I was that age. It's just not as easy now.
Yeah, you know, I read that column, and gosh, what a terrible experience for him to go through. However, on the flip side, what a great opportunity for him at a young age to be able to learn how to respond. Like you said, when you were that age, it was much easier to find a job. And now we know in today's economy, from adults down to teens, it's much, much different. And so for him to learn how to be able to respond to adversity, I think is going to be a great life lesson for him down the road.
I hope so.
Right now, in the moment,
his first instinct, of course, was to throw rocks through the franchise window. But I did contain him from doing that.
There you go. That's good parenting.
I have a tweet, but I have very little time. We actually have a tweet here for you, and if you can answer it in 20 seconds or less,
sure.
You're on. It's actually directly to you, and it's our first tweet of the show. Does summer have any particular significance in the Bible?
Gosh, that's a great question. You know, if I gave an answer, I'd be making it up.
Well, go ahead.
Let me look into that. But I think in our culture, we don't know how to rest. And even though Sabbath is that one day a week, I think summer is an opportunity to engage in that Sabbath or rest cycle. And I just think summer is a great time for us to rest together as families. And we don't know how to do that in our society.
I couldn't agree more. Technology has made our lives a lot more complicated rather than easier. Well, thank you, Pastor Drew. As usual, our time has zipped by. I hope you have a great summer, but I look forward to talking with you, I hope, on a weekly basis throughout the summer.
Yep. Looking forward to talking to you as well.
All right,
thank
you.
Enjoy that move coming up, too.
Thanks a lot. It's time for another break. Be sure to call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290 or tweet at Bruce Salen or email at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.